Hello, everybody. This is Jess Smith, and today I'm going to talk to you about hotspots and how to use them with VoiceOver on the Macintosh. Now, what are hotspots, and what are they used for? Hotspots are a quick way of getting to certain areas of your screen. These can be areas within an application. These can be folders that you want to go to, anything that you like, really. You have 10 hotspots that you can set up, and I'm going to show you how to do that right now. I'm going to show you why you would want to take advantage of them, and how you go about managing them. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to load my mail application.
Mail 86.73.
And it's downloading my mail, and I'm sure if you're anything like I am, and you're a busy emailer, you probably have two or three different accounts for your mailboxes. Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes it gets a little bit tedious to have to scroll over to the mailboxes table, interact with it, and then voice over left and right until you find the mailbox that you want. Well, with hotspots, what you can do is create a hotspot for every single mailbox so that with one keystroke, whether you're in the Finder, whether you're in iChat or whatever you use, you can hit this one keystroke and you can instantly get back to your mailbox.
Mail.
So what I'm going to do is voice over to left to the mailboxes table. I'm going to interact with it.
Interact with mailboxes table, row 2, selected, column 1, inbox, mailbox group.
And there we go. My mail has been downloaded. So VoiceOver right now, it says inbox, but I've got three accounts here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the right.
Roadrunner, mailbox, 83 unread, level 2.
And there we go. I've got my first account here, and I'm going to set a hotspot so that from anywhere, I can immediately get back to my Roadrunner mailbox or my Gmail inbox. So I'm on the Roadrunner mailbox right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press VO shift and the number 1.
Saved as hotspot 1.
And Alex says saved as hotspot 1. Now that I've done that, I'm going to go over to my Gmail account.
Gmail mailbox.
And what I'm going to do is save that as hotspot 2.
Saved as hotspot 2.
And also what I'm going to do, just to make life a little bit easier for me, I'm going to stop interacting with the mailboxes table. I'm going to go over to my messages table.
Vert messages table.
And I'm going to save this as hotspot 3.
Saved as hotspot 3.
And the way I did that was I hit control and option and then shift and then the number that I wanted. So you can save your hotspots using numbers 1 to 0. And you got to be careful because you can run out of them pretty quickly. So what I'm going to do to demonstrate how this works is I'm going to load up
Safari.
Safari, and I'm going to type in something here.
HTML content.
Okay, there we go. I'm in Safari.
Web. Images.
And let's just say, for example, that a new message has come into my Gmail account. Well, instead of command tabbing, I can just hit control option and the number 2.
Mail, Gmail, mailbox, edit text.
And there we go. I am in the Gmail inbox, and if I hit control option 3.
Messages, table, no selection, interact with, messages, table.
I am now in the messages table for my Google account inbox.
Cara Quinn, subject, NY Times technology coverage on the Looktel Money Reader app.
And this, again, let me just reiterate. This is only displaying because I hit control option 2 for setting the hotspot for my Gmail account. It has command tabbed over to mail, scrolled to the mailboxes table, interacted with it, scrolled down to the Gmail account, and put me there just instantly without me having to do anything but hit control option 2.
Vert mailboxes table, one row selected, column 1, Gmail mailbox.
There you go. Now, the final thing I'm going to show you
messages
is I'm running out of hotspots. What am I using these hotspots for anyway? Well, there's a simple way to find that out. What you do is you press a number of the hotspot that you want twice to get into your hotspot's menu. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press VO and then the number 1 two times.
Road, hotspot chooser menu, 5 items.
Okay, hotspot chooser menu, 5 items. Let's see what they are here. I'm just going to use my up and down arrows to review what I've got.
1, mail, Roadrunner mailbox, 83 unread edit text. 2, mail, Gmail mailbox. 3, mail, scroll area.
And number 3, that mail, the scroll area, just means that's the messages table. Let's see what the other two are that I've got.
9, inactive Van Rilo. 0, inactive Amadeus Pro. Playback control button.
So let's just say I don't use Amadeus Pro anymore. I don't really care about this hotspot. How do I get rid of it? It's simple. You press the VO keys and then you press shift and then the number of the hotspot that you want to get rid of.
Saved as hotspot, removed hotspot 0.
So there you go. And if I wanted to get rid of the one for Ventrilo, you would just, I would do the same thing. You would do, let's see, what was Ventrilo? I think it was hotspot 9. So you would just hold down the VO keys, press the shift key, and then press the 9 key twice.
Removed hotspot 9.
That's how you go about saving and removing hotspots. And there's one final thing I want to show you. If you are needing to monitor a hotspot, what you can do is you can watch it for changes. So let's say you're downloading a file in Safari and you want to go off and do something else while your file is downloading. What you can do is have that hotspot tell you when the downloading is of your file is complete. So how do we monitor a hotspot? We press VO, Command, Shift, and then the number. And what you'll get is
watching hotspot 2.
Watching hotspot and then the hotspot number. And if you want to turn the hotspot monitoring off for that hotspot, you just press the same keystrokes again. VO, Command, Shift, and your number.
No longer watching hotspot 2.
So, that really, folks, is all there is to hotspots. It just is a great way of saving time and a lot of extra keystrokes. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you want to contact me, you can contact me on Skype at PianoMagic88, all one word. I'll be happy to answer any questions about the Mac and hotspots. If you would like to email me, you can email me at jesman598@triad.rr.com. Or you can get in contact with me via Twitter. My Twitter name is Jess Smith, JESSMITH. That's all for now. Thanks for listening and enjoy your hotspots.